Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good evening, everybody. Outside Lent, if you hear these readings, what do you think about? Outside Lent, if you hear of these readings, what do you think about? Nobody wants to volunteer. If you don't, I will volunteer for somebody. Outside Lent, if you hear these readings, what do you think about? Yes. Death, funeral, yes. Thank you so much. You think about funeral because they are speaking about graves, about rising from the dead, about resurrection, and that is what our faith teaches us. Once we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we are baptized in Him and we do that which is right, we will rise to new life in Christ on the last day. But today, it is not about the physical death. It is about death to sin, and that is even worse than bodily death. When you are bound and taken hostage by sin, you have no freedom to do that which is right. All that you will be toiling for will be in vain. So, in the first reading, the Lord God spoke to the people of Israel who were in captivity. They had given up hope that they would ever see their homeland again. And they said they were as good as dead. The Lord said, yes, you are as good as dead, but I will open your graves and raise you up and resettle you on your own homeland. And then you will know that I, the Lord, have said and done this. So many years down the line, Jesus appeared on the scene and he fulfilled this prophecy of Ezekiel when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He not only raised Lazarus from the dead, he also assured the people who were listening to him at that time that he, Jesus, is the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in him, though he may die, will still have life, eternal life in God. That is our faith in God. That though, because of sin, we will die, once we believe and trust in Jesus Christ, we will still have life, new life in God. That is why in the second reading, St. Paul is able to say, those who live in the flesh alone cannot please God. It is those who live according to the Spirit of God in righteousness. They can please God. All of us here, at least most of us, have been baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And therefore, we are supposed to be alive in the spiritual sense of the word. But because of the many things that happen in our lives, and because of our human weakness, sometimes after we have been baptized and our sins have been washed away, we fall back into our old sins. We go wayward, and so we falter, we sin against God, and we die. We will be physically alive, but spiritually dead. So we will have no access to the love and mercy of God at the end of our lives. But today, these scriptural texts are taken to remind us that though there is sin, if we trust in the mercy and love of God, we'll certainly be alive in Jesus Christ. You know, originally, they are taken because it is the third scrutiny and to help the catechumens understand that in Jesus, our sins are washed away and we are reborn, born anew in the family of God. Unfortunately for all of us, when we listen to these scriptures, at the moment we listen to them, they make great sense. When we leave the confines of the church, we fall back on our old ways. But today Jesus is calling us. Do we not believe that he is the resurrection and the life? Why do we doubt any longer? Why do we behave like Martha, who will say his brother Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days and therefore he would stench? We should believe that once we have been baptized into Jesus Christ and we commit our lives to him, we will continue to be alive. The worries and challenges of this life cannot destroy our faith if we trust in the mercy and love of God. Today, as we prepare little by little to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, let us remember Christ, who sacrificed his life, his happiness, his joy to atone for our sins, will not leave us alone. Just as the Lord God told the people of Israel of old that he was going to open up their graves and resettle them on their own land, so Christ is assuring us. He is going to walk with us every moment of our lives until we get to the end. Therefore, we should not give up hope. We should continue to live a holy and righteous life so that our lives will be pleasing to God the Father. In doing so, we will overcome the power of evil, for evil does not have the last say in the life of one who believes in God.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.